Hey guys, welcome to another quick podcast. This is a series of podcasts that I'm making for intermediates, and today's episode is on shit tests and a green amplifier. It's a little bit of a rant. Some upsells before we begin. You can find all the info on my website, thomascrownpua.com. There you can find out about my books, which include my first year of day game memoir, my texting guide, intermediate textbook, and a book of all my best blog posts. There's information for my Patreon, where we have infields, analysis, exclusive Q&As and content, and right now we're working on texting analysis as well. There's all the information about my coaching, by call or infield. Again, that's on thomascrownpua.com. You can also follow me on X at Crown Day Game. And lastly, if you think you have a topic or a question that would be really good for this series of podcasts, then send me a message there on X, or else send me a message via my website. Okay, let's get stuck in. Like I said, today's podcast is about shit tests and green amplifier. It's a little bit of a rant. And this might go over the regular 15-minute limit that I set because I've got quite a lot to say about it. Now, I really wanted to make this podcast because it is a big pet peeve of mine when I hear guys say, oh, that a girl is shit testing them, whether that comes in set or via message or on a date. And I'm going to hopefully in this podcast today give you a totally different perspective on it. It's one you might have heard of before, but it might be good to rehear it because I think it's good for inner game, and it's going to help your chances with women in future to, what I think, not think about shit tests as literally shit tests anymore. So the way I see these things, what the guys, like, typical examples of I might have of shit tests would be that guys consider shit tests. It's like, I have a boyfriend, or I have to go, or I'm not dating anyone right now, or other ones where they sort of aim a question or a comment on at you, which could come across as being a bit malicious, like, oh, do you do this all the time? Or even the nuclear shit test, oh, you just want to fuck me, don't you? So what do we learn as beginners? You know, we learn that these things that the girls say are just objections, which are hurdles that we can overcome and try to jump over. That the girl is somehow testing us because she's unsure of our value, or else testing us to show that she likes us. And so the theory goes that she's throwing out this test, this hurdle, to see how and if you can jump over it. And, you know, what the kind of typical responses that guys are given to say. It's almost like an instinctive reaction. You know, it's almost like you could take a guy and say, all right, if she says this, what do you say? Guys will typically say, oh, I don't want to be your boyfriend. Or she says she has to go, you're like, one more thing before you go. If she says, I'm not dating anyone right now, you say, yeah, but I'm not anyone. If she asks, do you do this all the time? You say, yeah, but you're approach number 257 of the day. Or if she said to you, you just want to fuck me, you sort of like wink at her and say, no, I'm just interested in a little bit of flirting. Anything like this. And yep, in this podcast today, I want to talk about how you really need to look at what the girl is saying with these things totally differently. Because in 99% of cases, it is either a polite rejection or it's just some banter and she's joking around. And so by calling it a shit test, you are actively actually hurting your view of women or your future chances with them. Let me give a quick disclaimer here. Because, of course, I'm coming from my own perspective. I'm coming from a day game perspective and a London / Europe perspective. Because I can imagine in response to this podcast, a lot of guys will say, ah, well, but for you, XYZ, or for people in London, or for people in Europe, or people doing day game versus XYZ, it's different. But at least from my experience and the experience of my wings, you know, when the girl says these kind of things, she's either showing that she's not interested or not available. Now, don't worry, I'm not telling you, oh, basically just believe all women, because we're going to get onto that later on. But I think let's be realistic here. 99% of the time when girls say these things, they're just being polite, or they are, you know, just trying to, or they're just bantering with you. So, for example, when the girl says, I have a boyfriend, it normally means she has a boyfriend, or else that she's just not interested and she's just trying to give you a reason why, a sort of polite way, a way you can both leave the conversation with your ego in check, and she can feel that she wasn't threatened or she didn't risk any kind of anger from you by rejecting you. So one thing I want to really bring up here, because of that disclaimer, is that depending on the kind of guy you are, it does change how many of these, in quotes, shit tests that you get. Because it's when she senses that you are, you know, not like a rock, you're not a very masculine guy who's sure of himself, then she sort of starts messing with you. It's a bit like how people don't try it on with people who they don't think they can get away with, or put the other way, which is that people only try things on with people who they think they can get away with it. And what you don't want to be doing is thinking to yourself, you know, oh, I'm going to learn how to get around all of these, I keep on saying in quotes shit tests, because I'm going to get on to what I would rather call them or not call them later on. But the things that these girls say, guys thinking to themselves, ah, if I only have the magic key to unlock what she said, then I can move to the next level. But the kind of girls who are actually genuinely saying these things as kind of mean or nasty things to say, or actively thinking about them as tests, they are often malicious or bad faith actors. And so you don't really want to learn how to even unlock those kind of girls, because in the long run, you're going to turn into a worse version of yourself that you could be. So let me go into the point about calling them shit tests, the actual words themselves. To finish off on that previous point, we would rather go and talk to girls who are actually saying these things as a polite way to let us down, rather than saying them these things as ways to test us. Again, we'll come back to tests a bit later on, so sorry about the fact this is going backwards and forwards in this podcast, but there's a lot to say here. So calling them shit tests. The problem is that the metaphors that we use do impact our view of reality. So there's a really great book. It's a little bit academic. It's very academic. It is called, I can't remember the name, but I'll put it in the show notes. I think it's like the metaphors and the way it shapes us or something. But the metaphors we use come back to bite us in the bum. So if you call a discussion a debate, then it comes out with one idea in our minds. But if we call it an argument a fight, if it's an argument, we call it a fight, then we think of it more aggressively. When it comes to the metaphors we use with girls, if we call them shit tests, it makes it sound like she's trying to play us. You know, she's trying to lie to us, she's being dishonest. So guys will start thinking, oh, why can't she just be upfront with me? You know, why can't all women just be upfront with me? And oftentimes, the problem doesn't come from her, it's because you are that kind of guy who elicits that kind of behavior from girls, and gets instantly blown out by the girls who don't have that kind of psychology, which are kind of the higher self-esteem girls that we would rather go for. So when it comes to shit tests, like, I don't even think of them as tests at all. You know, I also don't reframe them as frame or value tests or even congruency tests. Now, of course, you could say it's a congruency test because you're putting yourself forward as this super masculine player, and she can sense you're not like there yet, so maybe that's why she senses you're the kind of guy who can be played as such. But I don't think of them as tests at all. Now, of course, a woman is always sort of subconsciously testing your sex worthiness, and she can monitor that through her emotions. So, you know, you can run a really fun set, but then once you get on a date, if you're really boring, she'll go, oh, okay, I feel bored, I'm going to filter this guy out. And that's a passive filter she's running all the time. Similarly, you know, she doesn't need to do these active tests, or she doesn't even feel compelled to do them if she sees you're masculine enough. Like, she can sense that you're masculine enough without having to say things that aren't quite true to you. So what I think of is with these things is I don't even think of them as tests. I think of them more just as like bumps in the road, if I think the road is still worth driving on, and I'll get into that in a second. But before that, I want to point out, yeah, so I was saying this earlier, I'm not saying we should just believe all women. We should still be persistent, but there's a way to go around it. So talking about, is the road still worth driving on? First, you have to calibrate to the girl. You have to make that split second judgment as to whether she is up for being convinced. So an example might be you're at work. This is a different from game, but you might be at work and you want to go for a drink with everyone, or there's one guy left out and you're saying, come on, let's go for a drink. He's like, oh, I'm not sure. And you're like, come on, let's go for one. And of course, everyone knows what let's go for one drink means, but you can kind of tell that the guy is up for being convinced. Whereas with a girl, let's say this. If you're talking to a girl and you sense that the whole time she's never giving herself to the conversation, when she brings up a boyfriend at the end, you can just add two and two together and think, yeah, she wasn't giving herself to the conversation here. She wasn't engaging in the way that an available girl does. Or if you stop a girl, give her a compliment, and she's like, look, I'm really flattered, but I do have a boyfriend. So this isn't going to be, this is a chance where she has a, this is in a scenario where she has a chance to breathe, think, and let you know. It's not just one of those in the first 5 second blurt brain fart things. Now, you've calibrated, you've thought about whether or not, you know, for example, does she really have to go? Like, is she actually rushing? Does she really, does it seem like she really has a boyfriend? Is she giving herself to the conversation? Those are the kind of, in quotes I say, put them in quotes again, tests where you'll calibrate. But, you know, like if a girl says to me, do you do this all the time? That's the kind of one when I think to myself, oh, that's just banter. You know, she's just bantering with me. It's just good fun. Again, it's just a bump in the road, and I've got to keep my hand on the steering wheel. So continuing with the reactions to these, was putting quotes, tests again, is you really should never use these cringeworthy lines that are thrown around the internet. And this is where we come on to the second pet peeve, a bit more of a rant of agree and amplify. We should really, I think, in my opinion, do away with it as the default option. I mean, if you look on, say, Twitter, a lot of those blind accounts leading blind accounts, then, you know, they're going to give you the most cringeworthy reactions, things to say. And they're going to say it as if it's like, yeah, that's the key. You just say that and then, you know, you're going to move to the next level. And it's almost like the boyfriend if she has one, doesn't exist anymore. The reason I say to get rid of this as a default reaction is because it fits very few guys' personalities to agree and amplify. I've known a few, but most guys, like, they're not that kind of guy. And so when they whip out the, oh, I don't want to be your boyfriend line, the girl just goes, ugh, you know, it's gross. It's kind of slimy. So we want to persist, but we want to do it in a much more just congruent way to ourselves and a way that doesn't degrade yourself as a man. Like, all of these responses that I would recommend, you know, it respects her plausible deniability, it has the right vibe, and it has empathy, yet it doesn't degrade yourself as a man. Because I'm sure, you know, like, when you give these usual agree and amplify responses, it should make you feel a little bit like, ugh, inside. So the analogy we're giving here is that these are bumps in the road, you're driving the car towards Sex City, and that there are bumps in the road, you just have to keep your hands on the wheel and keep steady. So, for example, you can have a really good set with a girl and you can sense she's interested, but she's like, oh, but I have a boyfriend. It's almost like, sorry, but I have a boyfriend. So then you could say to that, oh, okay, you know, but that doesn't stop us meeting for a coffee. Now, you see there, I'm not trying to bulldoze her frame, say something stupid like, oh, your boyfriend can pour the drinks. Instead, you know, I'm kind of just holding the wheel as tight as I can, pushing forwards. Like, that's the response what I'd like to recommend, is rather than agree and amplify, just push forward. Or for example, she says she's in a rush, but you can see she has signs of interest in her eye contact. Maybe you even got an IOI before the approach. She says, oh, I'm, you know, again, this comes in apologetically. She's like, ah, oh, I'm going to my appointment. I have to get to class, but I'll work or something. It's like, you could say, okay, but you must have just 10 seconds. Okay, tell me one thing about you. And you're just pushing forward in a nice sort of calibrated way. Or she says, look, you're really nice. Or I really like, I really like the way you talk to me, approached me, but I'm not dating anyone right now. You know, you could then just say, look, okay, I know how girls are. And, you know, you change your minds every day and you never know what might happen. So how about we swap numbers and see what happens? Now, the reason why I would push forward in these circumstances is because of the calibration. I'm trying to sense that, is she saying these things apologetically? Or is she actually just bantering with me? Like, the examples I gave there was more of the apologetic, like, oh, I'm sorry, but I have a boyfriend style objections. Or if she was like, do you do this all the time? And I sense that it was coming from a good banterous place. You know, I might actually say to her, like, oh, don't flatter yourself. that that fits my personality and that fits something that I might say. But you're not going to get that kind of malicious way of putting it from the kind of girls you want to be going after. And she's like, do you do this all the time? Like, just disdainfully condescending way of talking. So you will come across objections every now and then, and you've got to calibrate to see, or you've got to think whether or not you want to push forward. And if you do want to push forward, you stay on the road, hold the wheel as hard as you can. If you sense that she is being honest, which we've got to tell ourselves 99% of the time, it's just a polite rejection. So we would almost, you know, most of the time be putting it into that, it's just a polite rejection camp. So when we think, when we calibrate and think, now this isn't going to go anywhere, then you should treat it as real. Doesn't matter if she has a boyfriend or not. You should just think to yourself, okay, that's a no. And then you'll, in this metaphor, turn off the road. So like I said, all of these reactions should come from the right place. Something that respects her plausible deniability, has the right vibe, has levels of empathy, doesn't degrade yourself as a man. Because one thing that really bugs me about the agree and amplify default option that guys go to is that they're working on a false premise, and that's that you can laugh a girl into bed. The truth is, the being funny, making a girl laugh, it is good, but it's just the icing on the cake. Like, a girl should have fun while she's with you, but, you know, you can't have a cake with just icing. And one thing I like to tell students, I like to tell guys, is to remind them that there's only one statistic that mattered. So guys will say things like, oh, does saying that line, you know, oh, I don't want to be your boyfriend, does it work, in quotes? And these things, they only work if she sleeps with you. It's the same thing in football. There's only one statistic that matters, the scoreline. And in game, like, let's face it, you're an intermediate now. You know, you shouldn't get a pat on the back for getting a number. You only get the pat on the back for getting the lay. Like, sorry, but that's just the case. Or guys, when they're doing text messaging, they think, you know, if the girl says, I just want to be friends. I hope we're meeting just as friends. And then he kind of weasels his way onto the date. And then afterwards complains that she wasted his time. You know, that would have actually been a great opportunity to then calibrate, think about the situation, and then not go on the date if it's under a let's just be friends frame. So this is, again, using that calibration, it's a good opportunity to practice some standards. You know, you don't have to do every single little thing you can to sleep with every girl. You know, it's good to actually build some calibration and develop a point where you tell yourself, do you know what? No, I'm not going to go forward with this girl because A, either she's saying these things supposedly maliciously, which I don't like, I don't appreciate that, or else you're trying to get onto dates and wasting your time. So, you know, you're degrading yourself. Your time should be very precious for you. So that point on degrading yourself as a man, you know, there is a cost to pursuing girls. You know, a lot of guys do this kind of thing where if she says she has a boyfriend, they always try to push past it. And I'm recommending throughout this podcast that you should calibrate to it. And then rather than giving some kind of degrading response, like the agree and amplify typical options, unless that really, really fits your personality, then if you think you want to push forward, then push forward. If you move past the situation, you know, like, for example, let's just have a hypothetical. She says, a great set, and she's like, oh, but I have a boyfriend. And I say, well, look, you never know what might happen. We could still have a coffee together. And that is giving her the plausible deniability for her to say yes or no. And if she then comes back and says, oh, no, but I'm faithful. Okay, I know. Okay, nothing's going to happen here. And I can leave and I can tell her, do you know what, but you're still, you know, really pretty and I really enjoy talking to you. And I can leave with good vibe rather than think to myself, ah, if only I knew the special code to unlock that safe or to get past that line. The analogy I want to give here is for the guys who always try and push past the objections, is that if you eat one burger, you won't get fat. But if you eat unhealthy food consistently, you will. And always trying to push through a girl's objections, and especially doing it with these cheesy lines, is slowly making yourself unhealthy. You're going to view girls as being malicious. You're going to think that they're always lying to you. You're going to wonder as well, why is this game not working for me as it should? Because unfortunately, like I was talking about the blind leading the blind accounts, I know I'm strawmanning a bit here, but I'm just trying to get a point forward that we ought to be more calibrated. Those accounts, yeah, online are just going to give you boilerplate options which sound good on the surface, but let's face it, don't really work that well in real life. One thing I'd like for guys to think about is, in those occasions where they, for example, have slept with a girl who said she had a boyfriend, doesn't mean she had one, of course. Again, it could just be a brain fart. She might have had a boyfriend when you met her, but not when you slept with her. She might have been had one foot out of the relationship at the time. It might have been a situation where it was an open relationship or a long distance relationship that you didn't know about it. On the flip side, I bet there are tons of girls we've slept with who do have boyfriends but just don't mention them. Like, you can think that to yourself. If she likes me and wants to go out with me, wouldn't it be better for her to just not mention the boyfriend at all? One thing I'd also encourage you guys to think about is, of those girls you've slept with boyfriends, you know, what kind of extenuating circumstances were there? The girls I've slept with boyfriends, yeah, they were either really, really into me, like it was a pure sort of, there was like something going on at a genetic level that made her super into me. Or else, one situation where, okay, she had just got into they'd just become open in the relationship, and so she wanted to like try it out. And actually what happened afterwards, she was like, no, actually, it's made me think I love my boyfriend and I don't want to do it. So going back to the analogy about eating burgers, yeah, you don't want to develop these unhealthy habits. And by continually trying to push through these objections, you're doing harm to yourself. So I'm going to finish off. I understand, I appreciate, thank you for listening to this podcast. It was tough for me to make this all into one coherent speech podcast. I think what I'm going to do is turn this into a long form blog post, so I can really write down all the ideas in the proper order. But what I'd really encourage you to do is this. Next time you think you're being shit tested, in quotes, ask yourself, is she just giving me a polite rejection or is it just banter? Then, instead of reaching for your typical agree and amplify response, think about, calibrate to the girl and think, you know, should I try and push through this or not? And two things, if you think it's worth pushing through, give a very calm, measured response. Or if you don't think it's worth pushing through, instead, you know, don't try and force a number from her, for example. Instead, take it as an opportunity to either leave on good vibe or practice some standards, just to think, no, I'm not going to go on this date. I'm not going to take this number just for this minuscule percentage chance that something's going to happen. Okay, that's the podcast done. I hope you enjoyed it.